So, Nance, DeGroote and I were recently in the Crown Bar in Tacoma, great little place, and we decided we would have a root beer float. We would share one. And, man, it was just great. Ice cream social, vanilla ice cream, and a big mug of root beer. We just thought, wow, this is so simple and so perfect. It's got two ingredients, root beer and ice cream, and it could not be made better with the addition of anything. It's just simple and perfect. And it got me thinking that maybe some of the very best foods are the very simplest ones.
Man, I have a long list of them, starting with roast chicken. There's nothing more perfect than a well-roasted chicken to me, except maybe one where you roast carrots on the bottom so you have a little side dish. Perfect roast carrots.
Well, now you're getting fancy.
What's so fancy about you roast the chicken and you put some carrots underneath? How about orzo with butter? Just make some orzo, put a little butter and sprinkle some salt on it. Is that fancy?
No. And it reminds me of my very favorite dish when I was a kid. And I always swore when I grew up and I was on my own, I would be making this for myself every night. And that is a big bowl of alphabet noodles and a can of Franco-American brown gravy.
So do you make that every night tonight?
No,
when
I don't.
When you're not talking on the radio about fancy food?
It's funny. All the stuff you swore you would do as a kid, then, once you grow up, you're no longer interested. I always thought, oh, I'm going to buy all the model airplane kits I can find when I grow up, man. And then I discovered girls, which were way better than model airplanes. And to this day, I haven't gone back to the model airplanes.
When I was a kid, I thought when I grew up, I was going to make money so that I could go buy Chinese food whenever I wanted to.
You still do, yeah.
For Chinese food. And I still do that all the time.
We both still do that and make it at home, too. Wouldn't you say one of the most perfect things is, and I say this even though I don't really like slices of raw tomato, a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Down.
No question about that.
You got the different flavors, the different textures. It couldn't be better. I remember once reading in some novel, I think it was Who is Killing the Great Chefs of Europe. After a whole evening of cooking all those very fancy foods, all the chef wanted was a BLT. And I wonder if you've ever talked about any of that with all your chef friends. I kind of suspect that they might have similar tastes after an evening of cooking fancy food to just have something like a hot dog.
You know what? That explains, I think, why a lot of chefs or a lot of people who are around food all day want to go out and have sushi or sashimi. It's clean tasting, unadulterated. To me, that's the most perfect of perfect foods. Also, I think if you ask a lot of chefs what their perfect food is, they're going to agree with me about the roast chicken. And this is a great time of year for another absolutely perfect food, asparagus. A little salt, a little olive oil. I like to blanch them.
By blanching, you mean toss them into boiling water and then chill them and have some cold water ready?
You don't necessarily have to chill them, just as long as they're only cooked until they're just still crisp.
Well, DeGroote's that way about clams. It says the simpler, the better.
I don't know. I always like to steam mine the way they do at Lark with a little bit of smoky chorizo.
With KPLU food talker Nancy.
A baguette with cheese.
Perfect. Leeson.
He's Dick.
A loaf of Wonder Bread, a tub of lard, and thou beside me. GPSing in the wilderness.
Stein.